Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Upper Hunter Shire Council is reminding drivers Kelly Street isn't a parking lot. The parking has a time limit. Mayor Maurice Collison said it would be appreciated that drivers stick to the time limit of 1 hour in the main street. Council added they haven't enforced the limit for a long time, but will have to if they aren't being adhered to. Meantime, the netball courts in Scone will be officially opened this weekend. The Scone Netball Association has organised that the newly reconstructed courts be opened tomorrow with the Minister for Education, Sarah Mitchell. The project was funded through the state government's Stronger Country Communities Fund. Council contributed and the Scone Netball Court Association for a total cost of $500,000. Work carried out included extensive subsurface drainage and subgrade improvements, full pavement reconstruction, new asphalt, acrylic court surfacing, line marking and telescopic height adjustable poles. The official opening will start at 11:30 a.m. with a game prior and one after at 12 o'clock. The Scone Charity Rodeo is on this weekend. Tonight, the Junior Rodeo is on at White Park, with the youngsters getting onto the arena competing in events like barrel racing and team roping. The senior competitors will be in the arena tomorrow, and Scone Charity Rodeo President Jade Smith says you'll see the best of the best competitors.
A lot of the bull riders are former Australian champions or are current Australian champions. Pretty much a lot of our main open events are, you know, we'll have an Australian champion, cowboy or cowgirl, competing.
And nominations are now open for the Upper Hunter by-election seat until May 6. 12 noon this Thursday is now the cut-off for candidates to be nominated by either a registered party or 25 voters enrolled in the Upper Hunter State District. Nomination forms are available from elections.nsw.gov.au or by calling the candidate help desk on 1300 022 011. The Newcastle Jets have lost 3-1 to Melbourne City FC in the A-League overnight. They were beaten by the ladder leaders, leaving the Jets still at the bottom of the ladder. And Bengalla Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League kicks off the first round of the season tonight. It'll be the first grey Denman Devils and the Singleton Greyhounds going head-to-head in Denman at about 8:20. Last weekend, the Greyhounds were outplayed by two Scone sides in the Scanlan Shield, so they'll be on the hunt for a win to kickstart their season. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.